What can you remember about that particular day?
It was just a normal day. We was in there getting our uniforms on, and we were going to be just rehearsing around the table as a normal daily routine.
So you weren't going to be out on the square?
I think there was a junior band out there at the time on the parade ground. We were just, basically at that time in the morning, we were just sat around the table playing cards, and we'd got our uniforms on ready and that, and all we would have been doing at that day would have been just sat around the table tapping our drumsticks and that. At that time, I think it was around about 20, 25 past eight, we sat playing cards, and then all of a sudden, my mate was by the window ironing his trousers, and there was a big flash come through the window, like a lightning flash, and then he sort of said get and down, and before he said down there was a big blast, and didn't actually sound a massive bang, a really big bang. It was weird, you know, when it did sort of explode. We didn't know what it was. We thought it was the boiler house that had gone up, because that was right next to our building. So what happened was I got thrown across into my locker by now. There was fragments of glass coming through from the inner windows. It just went into slow motion, though. I don't know what it was, whether I was in shock or something, I don't know. Everything sort of went into slow motion, and there was fragments of glass going through the air slowly and that. We all pulled ourselves together and said, right lads, we better get out and see what's going on. So we all went out through the out the bugler's grot into like this roadway, and there was just dust and rubble just coming down, raining down on us. It's just like a dust cloud, we couldn't see anything. So we walked through it all, everything was just coming raining down on us. Eventually got out to the parade ground, and someone did a muster thing and realised there was a lot of people missing from the staff band, and so they said, right, we need a search party. So put our hands up, and I was one of the first ones to volunteer, said yeah, come on. So we went round, and that's when we first saw Joe O'Neill on the pile of rubble. He was trapped from the waist down, and we just basically went in there and started trying to find people. There was two people on the edge that had been blasted out, and I picked them up and give them first aid down the side of the white building that was there. I was just trying to keep them calm, and I just tended to them two for a bit.
That they were still alive.
They were still alive, yeah, but they were really badly injured and that. I was just trying to keep them calm.
Was the building totally collapsed at this stage? Could
Yeah.
you see?
Oh yeah, I saw that then.
How far do you reckon you were from the bomb when you were playing your game of cards?
About 40, 50 feet, something like
Right.
that.
Was there much yelling and shouting going on?
No, it was at the first start, it was just really peaceful. There was no noise at all.
But what were the first people there? Ambulance or
Well,
fire service or?
obviously for a little stage it was just us in there with our bare hands just doing it until they come along. I couldn't tell what time they actually turned up, I don't know, but they would have been quick. But
And were you then involved for how much longer? Were
all
you
day
there?
to the
All
about
day?
6 p.m. something like that, first time I left the barracks, just
Did
in there
you
digging and bare hands moving rubble. And
find anybody underneath?
no, I didn't find that too, but the two people I got out were really badly injured,
Did
and we were
they
just
survive?
one of them was the last one to pass away. It was Chris Nolan.
So a pretty horrific day.
Yeah, it was.
Did you get any delayed shock from this yourself
The only
today?
thing I did have was that day or two afterwards, when I was with that mate's house, just felt my arms and legs had gone away from me. And I'm not sure if that was still shock or something, I don't know, but I couldn't explain that. But